of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, New Zealand's number one truther talk radio show. 5 days a week. The other truther talk radio show hosts that I know that are based in New Zealand are at most 1 day a week. One of them does 1 hour, one of them does 3 hours. So, and they don't archive their shows or put them out too much. So if you support New Zealand having an alternative media, you cannot point a stick at anybody in this country except me, right? In terms of real alternative media that's full-time, getting it in there, making sure there's always stuff on YouTube, always audio archives, always big guests and stuff like that, real information. Nothing else like this exists in this country. It's just me. I have many, many friends all over the truth movement in New Zealand, and I have put them onto YouTube. I have put them onto the radio so that they can instead be now part of the media reporting arm of this country, because any other country that it's happening in, doesn't matter whether it's happening in the United States, the United Kingdom, or anything like that, they're all connected. Very similar methodologies are being put in place. And so it doesn't matter whether somebody's telling you about tyranny here or tyranny over there, it'll always be in your back door, whether or not you like it. So if you want to support me in the work that I'm doing, what most people are doing is either donating at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. You can press the big donate button, or you can put a payment in through the bank account there for Guerrilla Media. It's a New Zealand bank account. A lot of people are putting in automatic payments into there, like $5, $10, $20. I've even got one subscriber giving $35 a month, just so that we can keep all the bills paid and keep doing everything here. Now, that's me, because I have a constant project and I need constant, consistent funding. And the only way that you can ever get money for telling the truth is basically, in my opinion, from the people who wish to see the truth continue to be put out. Chris, on the other hand, has a very specific project, this The Great Culling and the films and things of that nature, that have very specific costs. And big film production and things of that nature, I'm doing it on the fly here, real cheap and what have you. That's why I don't need a ridiculous amount of money or whatever. But when you're doing big film projects, it can be quite costly. And Chris, I'd like you to fill in for the listeners, and I think we might turn this into a short little YouTube clip as well, just how desperate the situation is for you, and just how much do you really need in order to finish these films, or even just finish the first one?
Yeah, sure. I mean, now that it's you know, now that we've broken it up into three parts, it's nice because we've done the bulk of the work on all three films as far as interviews and whatnot. You know, what do we need right now? Part one, our water, the fluoride film, is in post sound. Just this post sound takes 3 weeks to a month, and that is a bill of $9,500. We've already paid much of that. We still owe $6,500 to her. She did the post on What in the World too, very professional. So they put music to it. They tweak all the audio levels. It takes quite a bit of time. And believe me, I was just as blown away myself, because these, you know, filmmaking is something that's new to me. It's a new hat, as is producing, as is these radio shows, as is asking for money. I cringe, but we need it, and I can't do it alone, especially with this new baby. I've got everything of my own invested into it, as does Paul. And we're basically the sole investors on it, which is what's took us so long. You see, Paul, with What in the World Are They Spraying, that film that I'm sure the majority of your audience has seen, it's had over 200 million views on the internet. They raised $100,000 in 24 hours at G. Edward Griffin's website. They took that money to make the film, and they still went over budget. We don't have that $100,000, and we're doing three films. We're close to finishing. It's probably another reason what's taken us a little longer to do it, but we're getting there and we'll do it, but we do need help. We want to get it out quick. This $6,500 bill will kind of make us even. You know, we still need more money to buy drives to back up the film. We still haven't even backed up everything, and that's kind of makes me nervous. But, you know, 70 terabytes, is expensive just to back it up and put it in the attic. Never mind buy another set of drives just to work off of. You know, just the drives alone are like 15 grand. So costly stuff.
At this point, once you've gotten things done, you've still got all that equipment, so that making your next film will be a lot cheaper, and also you'll have the experience to make the next film even better.
Yeah, it's so true. Part two, we're already in the editing. We're editing our part two is going to be our food and vaccinations. They're going to be kind of together, and we're still lining up now that it's going to be a full length feature on its own. So we still have a little bit more, you know, time to gather some more interviews that we would want to have got. So yeah, we're definitely getting better at it. I can see us doing this in the future. There's so many movies to be made. We already have on our docket with these three films, plus we have two additional films that we're starting to shoot as well. So we're going to be making films forever now. It's just getting over the hump on part one. And I'm sure once we do, we'll have the capital from part one to reinvest in the part two and really pump it out quick. And then part three will come flying right after that.
I presume once you've recouped your capital off DVD sales and things of that nature, you might be able to upload it to YouTube platforms, things like that.
Oh, we're definitely going to do that right out of the gate too. We're not going to withhold it from YouTube. We're gonna have a. I know Mike Adams is talking about releasing just a click counter on his website too. I think $1 for anybody just who wants to watch it. We're also going to do a release on YouTube too, so let people copy it, spread the word. It's about spreading the word, you know, and whatever we can recoup on sales, we can get a couple sales in there to help, you know, pay to make this thing, then we'll be happy. And if you can help us, you know, make these, you know, in the future, I need to be doing this full time and put my photography camera down, and there's just too many films to be made.
Yeah, it really is. And I find it's like if you broadcast that there are lots of films to be made, if you broadcast the fact that you need donations, if you don't ask, you don't get, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think now's the time where people in the truth movement need to realize that this is an industry. And just like any industry, it costs money. And despite the fact that we are working for a better future for truth, liberty, freedom, and justice, it doesn't mean that the current evil system of oligarchical financial control over virtually everything that we do doesn't exist. Okay, we still have to live in this society. We still have to work in it, and we still have to make our films and get our productions out regardless. And as I said before, it is up to you, the listeners, you, the viewers who view this at my YouTube channel, Mr. News Guerrilla Media, who go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com, and also, of course, the people who are supporting Chris by going to thegreatculling.org. And also, one of the things that really helped me, Chris, when I was getting kicked out of my house, right, and I had no money. I'd just given the last of what was on my credit card to the missus so she could get her teeth fixed at the dentist and all of this kind of stuff, and absolutely desperate, absolutely at my wit's end. And my good friend Simon Kaiwai says, "Hey, mate, have you heard about this chip-in widget?" And you go to chipin.com, and you set a specific amount, and you have about a month or so running on it, and it has a raising of the thing, kind of like the how schools raise money, and they've got the little thing, little bar that kind of raises up to the top that they need. And I think it was within 72 hours, I had enough money to pay for my first 2 weeks' rent, my bond, and for the moving truck, because basically that chip-in widget was so effective at people were getting it into, and also the fact that I really, really needed it. And it seems like at this point, at the cusp of your new film being released, you desperately, desperately need the $6,500.
Yeah, I mean, that's just for the sound. We also we need DVD art. We need someone to help us design the cover. I mean, J. Edward Griffin used his artist to help with What in the World, and you know, we're just trying to. I mean, we've got a lot of donated music on this film. We've got everyone donated their time for the interviews. There's, you know, we had brought some interns in that donated a little bit of time. Then we started paying them immediately out of our pockets to help with the edit on the end. And I mean, I need artwork. If there's any artists out there that want to, you know, donate and you know, some of their time and their talents, and you know, as far as you know, getting their image out there, it's, you know, this film will be global. We definitely have markets, you know, from one end of this globe to the next right now, Australia, and you know, we have some friends in New Zealand, and we know it's going to be sold. So it'd be a great platform for even an up and coming artist who wants to get their name out there with you know, maybe helping us design our cover.
Mm-hmm. And I may be able to help you with that as well. The a good friend of mine, Roy, who does the artwork for the VinnieEastwoodShow.com humor page and all of that, like that, he's a spectacular artist. He's right up there, in my opinion, with skill levels comparable to David Dees and what have you. So I actually really do want to hook you two up, because if you have a real bitching-looking DVD cover, I think it might sell a lot better for you, mate.
Yeah, it's huge. It's true. You're absolutely right. I mean, that's what's going to... Unfortunately, too many people judge books by covers, especially movies, when they grab that DVD.